Earlier this week, the Federal Reserve cut interest rates in an effort to sidestep a possible recession. Many economists see cutting rates as the quickest and most efficient way to keep the economy growing. Other economists and President-elect Bush say the U.S. economy also faces long-term problems that can only be solved by tax cuts. NPR's Jim Zaroli has that report.
In recent years, as real incomes have grown, the amount of tax revenue pouring into government coffers has been rising as well, leading to today's large budget surpluses. Why this has happened and whether it's a good thing are matters of ongoing debate. To tax critics, the steady diversion of so much money from the private sector to the government is gradually sapping the economy of much of its growth potential. Brian Westbury, chief economist at the investment firm Griffin, Kubik, Stevens & Thompson, says cutting taxes would touch off a wave of entrepreneurial activity that would lead to real growth in years to come.
What a tax cut really does is it increases the potential output of the economy, and it increases the rewards and incentives for entrepreneurs and work effort as we move ahead. Business starts will increase, capital will flow to new ideas. Those new ideas, as they are put into place, will create more jobs, and that in turn increases spending.
Critics point out that using budget surpluses to pay off the national debt is a much better way to keep the economy strong over the long term. And they note that the steady increase in tax revenues hasn't kept the economy from flourishing during the past decade. Robert Reischauer is the former head of the Congressional Budget Office and current president of the Urban Institute.
We have seen taxes relative to GDP rise, and yet we have had the most robust growth of the last three decades. We've seen productivity increase at rates that we haven't experienced since before the mid-1970s, and we've seen a rapid increase in employment and a reduction in unemployment, the 4%, which is a level that most economists thought was unattainable just a few years ago.
Like most economists, Reischauer says that tax cuts can be a good way to stimulate growth in slow times, and they have been used repeatedly over the years to do just that. What's less clear is what impact they can have during the current slowdown. Richard Berner, chief U.S. economist at Morgan Stanley Dean Witter, says the problem with tax cuts is that they take too long to enact.
The Fed, with a stroke of a pen, can make a decision about monetary policy. But the decision-making process over tax cuts is much more labored, and the implementation process is clearly much more labored.
Interest rate cuts can also take months to have any real impact, but Berner says tax cuts take even longer. He says by the time Congress has drawn up, debated, passed, and implemented a tax cut, a recession can be well underway. And by the time the impact of the cut is filtering through the economy, a recovery may have already begun anyway. Robert Reischauer says tax cuts can probably do little to end the current slowdown.
Most economists see weakness in the economy for the first two quarters of 2001, but then the economy strengthening afterwards. If the impact of a tax cut doesn't really hit the economy until late in 2001 and in 2002, when the economy was already on the rebound, we run the danger of providing too much expansionary oomph at the wrong time.
Tax cuts can also take a while to have an impact when they are phased in gradually, like those proposed by President-elect Bush. Economist Brian Westbury says phasing in tax cuts can actually slow an economic recovery down.
If people are looking out into the future and saying my taxes will be cut next year, then they're going to do everything they can to shift income out of this year into next year, and it will actually make the economy weaker right now rather than stronger.
Westbury says that for tax cuts to have their most immediate impact, they need to be implemented as soon as they are enacted. That has apparently not been lost on President-elect Bush. This week he has talked about speeding up the timetable for his proposed cuts. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.